to the number 9 in Class 4A Pella girls, who were able to grind out a 52-43 win over Oskaloosa, here with Kennedy Van Vark, starting point guard for the Dutch. And Kennedy, obviously tonight wasn't perfect. You're coming off of a tough game from Monday, but your thoughts about what it was like to see the group stay the course and end up getting a big win here at home.
Oh yeah, tonight was, we started off a little slow, but then we started scoring and then we got our momentum back. And last night we also did the same thing, but we just got to get over the hump of starting slow, and then we play our game, and it goes really well for us.
Well, and obviously the thing that I've noted from this team is last year, games like this were losses for you, right, that you weren't able to recover. And last night isn't a close loss. It's one that turns into a 10-point loss. What have been some of the big differences with the group of returners this year that have allowed you to win these games or keep it close on nights where a year ago they would have maybe thrown you off course a little bit more than they did this year?
Yeah, so like our seniors this year, they give us tons of momentum. And in the locker rooms, they're always cheering us on, saying, next shot, it doesn't matter about the ones you've taken, just keep going. Next mindset, or fixed mindset, and we just have to keep going because we can't look back.
Well, and I know you don't want to make excuses, and nobody does, but I imagine mentally it was a big test for you tonight, right? Because Des Moines North, it wasn't a game where it was a lot of running, it was a lot of physicality and a game that could wear you down. How proud are you of your team of being able to overcome that, knowing that you probably weren't at 100%, you're missing Tristan tonight, and you were still able to rally there in that third and fourth quarter?
Yeah, without Tristan, we were like, oh, man. But we had Abby step in, and she did a really good job for us last night. Even though we lost, tonight we came out, we were like, we're going to beat Oski, and then that's going to carry into Grinnell and PC on Friday.
Well, and we'll talk about Grinnell in a second, but this team obviously has had a great season so far, and you're at 13-4, a big winning record in the conference. What are the biggest things that you think in your mind has allowed the team to be so good this year, just on an overall 10,000-foot view, and the things that you're doing well that allow you to keep winning these games?
I think just, like, knowing that we beat them the first time, and then we're going into the second half of the conference, we just have to keep the same mindset that we're going to beat the team. Even though in the second half of the conference, usually most teams get better, but we know that we also got better, and I think that we have a shot at going to the state tournament.
Well, and a big game that may go a long way to helping you will come up this Thursday. Grinnell beat you at this gym earlier this year. They were able to kind of get to a fast start. You weren't able to close the gap. It's a team that you haven't beat, I think, in almost 7 years now. And I know that the girls have talked about that a little bit. I've talked to a few of them. How do you mentally get past that and focus just on Thursday? And what do you need to bring Thursday to be able to end that streak?
Yeah, so we have practice tomorrow, and we're going to have to practice really tough, because we know that Grinnell's going to bring it because they beat us the first time, and they know that we want to beat them. So we're going to have to be really good tomorrow at practice and do all of our drills crisply and just go for it.
And what do you think is the biggest key, based on what you remember from the first game, as you think about Grinnell? What do you need to do better this time around to get the win?
I think just, like, moving the ball around on offense, cutting, and playing defense.
That's about what you've been doing all year, and it's been great success. That's Kennedy Van Vark, the starting point guard of the Pella girls. 14 points tonight as Pella knocks off Oskaloosa. Kennedy, glad to finally get you up here. We've been going down the list, and we finally got to you, and hope we have another conversation sometime soon. Congratulations on the great season
so
far, and all the best.
Thank you.